Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo with Scott Zolak. And Zoe, Julian Edelman said what I think a lot of players are probably thinking. An ugly win is better than a pretty loss. The Patriots come away with a victory here in week one against the Bills, the last second. Steven Gostkowski field goal. But how good are they feeling right now about the way they play?
I think they're feeling pretty good because you get the win, and ultimately that's what you play the game for. And, you know, the quarterback's 14 years into this. Yep. I think he understands that. He talked about the execution part of it. And I think just covering the team as we do and for fans back home, you get spoiled because when this offense is hitting on all cylinders, you're scoring 34 points a game. It doesn't really matter how you play. Yet, defensively, at the end of that game, they got off the field and gave them the opportunity to get back into this game. Can't turn the football over on the road. They know that. We saw that in Detroit in the preseason. But the problem is you got one day, not to fix that, but to get it behind you, get your confidence, get your feet under you again. You got a day and a half to get ready for the New York Jets, who I think won on a final kick, last-second kick.
That's right. Now, as far as this game goes with the Patriots and the Bills, a lot of attention on all the new faces on the Patriots offense, but obviously the Bills had a rookie quarterback and a lot of new faces, new coaches for them. Is this just kind of that week one uncertainty really for both teams where you just sometimes don't know what's going to happen in week one?
Yeah, and I mean, as you go on and you get five games of tape on E.J. Manuel, you'll start to figure out, you know, the method of the way they call play, same thing with Doug Marrone. So, I mean, once you get the game plan for it today, you kind of go out there, you play, and you react as the game goes on. And, you know, this team, as we've seen over the years, the ability to adjust in-game, series to series, it's pretty darn impressive. But, hey, number three is a pretty darn athletic quarterback for them, and he moved around, made some plays, and they got some speed on the outside that you have to deal with. But, you know, going back to, you know, the Patriots on offense, thought Amendola was stones today. You could tell he was hurting at the end of the first half. Went in, took care of something, came back, and caught some big, big third down catches by Tom Brady.
We're already seeing that Amendola, Julian Edelman, Shane Vereen, guys who are either veterans in the league or veterans with Tom Brady, are the ones he relies on. Now, just real quick, because we got to turn the page real quick, they got the Jets in just 4 days. With such a young team, I mean, what is the mindset tonight and first thing tomorrow morning in terms of turning this page?
Do your homework, start fast. You know, just do your job. And that's been sold for over 14 years here by this head coach. So their ability to put this behind them, same thing when they play good, play well. Put the game behind you, get ready for the next opponent, flip that page. They know how to do it. They got enough veterans in that room.
All right, so it's a week one win for the Patriots. Week two is coming up really quick, still in the division. It'll be the home opener on Thursday night. That's going to wrap it up from Buffalo. Ralph Wilson Stadium, we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.